Greetings from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. It's Sunday, December the 3rd, 2023, and this is the audio recording of a Vesper service held by members and friends of the Congregation of Christ Church. The service follows the order of worship for Compline, starting on page 127 of the Book of Common Prayer. Our homilist tonight is Julius Ariel. This service began at 6 o'clock p.m., after the tolling of the church bell.
The Lord Almighty grant us a peaceful night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
Maker of heaven and earth.
Let us confess our sins to God. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you through our own fault, in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all our offenses, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. May the Almighty God grant us forgiveness of all our sins and the grace and comfort of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Tonight's psalm is Psalm 122 on page 779. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is a unity with itself, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, the assembly of Israel, to praise the name of the Lord. For there are the thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love you. Peace be within your walls, and quietness within your towers. For my brethren and the companions' sake, I pray for your prosperity. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek to do you good. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Matthew 24:36-44. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they did not know until the flood came and swept them all away, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two men will be in the field. One is taken, one is left. Two women will be grinding at the mill. One is taken and one is left. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the householder had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have watched, and he would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. From Psalm 122, let us go to the house of the Lord. We all like to be in church, this particular building. It is not the same when we are away. Yes, we can worship when away, But being here has an intangible resonance. For me, I have the same feeling here as I get when Julia and I make it back home after an overnight trip somewhere. No matter how enjoyable the time away might be, usually with friends and family, still getting back home has its own special pleasure. As all of you know, Julia and I have been involved with the church's live streaming ministry since March 2020, the start of what we now call the COVID times. When we started, it was out of necessity because this building was closed for public worship and indeed gatherings of any kind. Our church leadership at the time wanted to provide some sort of organized worship experience for the congregation, and so for months we made pre-recorded services available on social media. Then as technology advanced, we started live streaming services with a minimal group in the sanctuary, sometimes only the priest, two or three others, and a camera operator. Yet all during this initial phase of uploading recorded services and streaming live services, minimal services, there were comments along the line of, I can't wait until we can all get back together in the building and no longer need to try to worship while looking at a screen. And as soon as most COVID restrictions were lifted and most people were vaccinated, the vestry decided to stop the streaming ministry and urge the congregation to return to the in-person services. The streaming ministry was seen as diluting the worship experience by allowing people to worship away from the house of the Lord. There was also the fear that those who participated in the online worship experience would also drift away from other participation in church activities and perhaps even stop pledging to help maintain the house of the Lord since they were no longer coming to the building in person. With the arrival of an interim rector who had extensive experience with live streaming at his former churches, we resumed live streaming as a part of his leadership focus, not just to maintain the status quo during the interim period, but to restore some of our inactive ministries that had been dropped for one reason or another. At the time, we thought we would have two primary audiences, the traditional local homebound and those who had moved away, but who still wanted to be a part of Christ Church. However, we noticed to our surprise right away that there was a third group. People who would normally be at Christ Church in person every Sunday, but for one reason or another could not attend on a particular Sunday. The reasons varied from a short-term illness to an out-of-town trip to variations on the theme of, I intended to come to church, but two sick grandchildren arrived unexpectedly and I needed to stay home with them while their parents went to church. Yes, that really happened. And then often as not, the next Sunday we would see them in church and hear them commenting to a clergy member that they had certainly enjoyed your sermon last Sunday while watching online, or to a friend that, yes, I had to be away, but I spotted you right there as usual in your traditional pew. Then we noticed there was a fourth category of online participants, those who regularly came to church on a given Sunday in person, but who checked out the archived recording of the service on Facebook or YouTube afterwards to hear the sermon again, to enjoy a special piece of offertory music, or just as an aid to their private devotions. And then a fifth group came to our attention. People who were checking us out online before making the decision to come in person to one of the services. Julia and I had been in that category ourselves, along with several of the other categories. We watched online the online services of another Episcopal church in Savannah before we visited there in person with members of our family who live in Savannah, just to see what it was like. Then over time, we began to receive a surprising set of comments, surprising to me, that our online participants wanted to see more of the inside of the church than we had been showing. not just the sanctuary, but as much as possible in the nave and in the transept. When we started, we only had one camera, an iPhone, and it focused mainly on the sanctuary and the pulpit. But we figured out how to add a second iPhone in the rear of the nave so that almost all of that area was now visible online. When we upgraded to a professional set of equipment funded by two members of our own Vespers group who had depended on our first live streaming efforts during periods of illness and decreased mobility, we made sure to duplicate those two views and even used the ability of one of the cameras, the one up there, to swivel to show the transept from time to time. When we started, we thought it best not to show people taking communion at the altar rail for reasons of privacy, and then we would cut away to a prayer on a slide during that time. But when people expressed disappointment that they could not see what was going on during that central process, we figured out a way to superimpose the words of a prayer on top of the communion scene so that both were visible, although slightly blurred at the same time. So what began as a ministry to use live streaming equipment to take the church out to the people when the church itself was closed has evolved into another way to bring the people into the church from wherever they might be on a given Sunday or even on any day at any time after a worship service has ended. Rather than diminishing the in-person congregation, we now see this ministry as just another way for people, wherever they are, to say, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." In His holy name.
Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me,
O Lord, O God of truth. Keep us, O Lord, as the apple of your eye.
Under the shadow of your wings.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, hear our prayer,
and let our cry come to you.
Let us pray. Look down, O Lord, from your heavenly throne and illumine this night with your celestial brightness, that by night as by day, your people may glorify your holy name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ. Give rest to the weary. Bless the dying. Soothe the suffering. Pity the afflicted. Shield the joyous. And all for your love's sake.
Amen.
I invite your intercessions and thanksgivings. For peace in the world. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping. That awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, you now have set your servant free to go in peace as you have promised. For these eyes of mine have seen the Savior, whom you have prepared for all the world to see, a light to enlighten the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God is waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
the Almighty and merciful Lord, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless us and keep us.
Amen. This recording is from Christ Episcopal Church in Valdosta, Georgia. For more information, please check our website at www.christchurchvaldosta.org or call 229-242-5115. Thank you for joining us.